to law today, a big bill signing ceremony planned at the White House. A deadly explosion in a taxi outside a hospital in Liverpool, England, was caused by an improvised explosive device. That's according to police, who say it's being treated as a terrorist incident, although the motive remains unclear. Police in Britain questioning several people in connection with that explosion. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street. Stocks starting off the day higher. More details at srnnews.com.
This entertainment answer brought to you by Exergen. What is our Blu-ray pick of the week? Well, it's Disney's Jungle Cruise. Emily Blunt says the chemistry with her and Dwayne Johnson was very important.
You know when you have it naturally and you know when you don't have it naturally. And you can fake it and it's totally fine and it's totally doable.
Like she has with every other male star.
Every other male star. Yeah, we'll see. We just had this immediate rapport that was like effortless.
Disney's Jungle Cruise, rated PG-13, is on digital, Blu-ray, DVD, and 4K. For more information, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain, whether you're vaccinated or not, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Bright sunshine out there. We're already up to 54 after our morning low of 36. On our way to a high of 67 today. So it's a great turnaround on this Monday. What a great way to spend the first day of the week. Clear and not as cold tonight. Still chilly, but the overnight low 44. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the warming trend continues. Mid-70s tomorrow. It looks like upper 70s for Wednesday. Abundant sunshine. Great weather in November. Then on Thursday, high 76. Now, there's some spotty showers possible on Thursday as the next cold front moves through the state, but it's not going to be a lot of rain associated with this front. And then breezy and cooler back behind the front Friday. Right now this morning, bright sunshine. We've just joeyed up the room here. It's 54 at 9:03.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good on a Monday morning. It's nice when you have this kind of bright niceness of weather as far as that goes, as opposed to fog and just crud. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I just sometimes when people talk to me about the weather, I think they're talking about other things. No. But you are a weather guy,
no,
so I don't
no.
think.
I mean, it really helps my demeanor. I'm a lot less demeanor. You know, on a day like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I hear you.
I got a question for you there, Richie.
Right?
I noticed you were at the Auburn game.
Yeah.
I noticed your face is still red. Are you still embarrassed of the beating we took?
The second half was
what the heck,
completely
man?
Different than the first half. Yeah. I thought we were really going to embarrass
me too.
Mississippi State. But I had a great day because being at a college football Saturday day on the campus
is
just absolutely phenomenal. Amazing. So despite the loss, and I forgot, you know, so it was a cool day. I forgot to wear sunscreen, and I am burnt.
Well, I saw during your video, you had some sun on your face then.
I am burnt. Yes, sir. So butt paste.
Yeah.
Butt paste.
Yeah.
From butt drugs?
from Jones.
Jones. Oh, sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, guys, got a big show planned this morning?
Yeah, sure.
Yep. Sure. We haven't thought about it yet, but
it should be a good one. I mean, disapprove 55% to 39%,
and
on Joe Biden's handling of the economy.
Oh, and CNN starting to run a number of anti kind of Biden stuff.
Trying to separate himself a little bit?
Yeah, yes. Not only on the approval rating, but what's going on in the White House with him and the vice president's people are not getting along.
Oh, they'll be the Democrats' biggest cheerleaders until they need to.
So CNN's already coming around to, not necessarily on Joe's bandwagon.
Rich,
anymore.
The press and the powers that be will do whatever they need to do to keep power. And if that's throwing the old man under the bus, they'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, I saw they were defending Kamala, so they're getting ready to prop one up to knock the other one down.
I just love her French accent.
I know. Wasn't that awesome? Yeah.
But a French accent? I didn't hear this.
It is so bad, Joey. You've got to look it up and hear it.
Okay.
Just put in YouTube and her name in French accent.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
In the meantime, we're going to get out among the niceness.
That's a beautiful day out there, man. Absolutely gorgeous.
Well, and do you have some plywood? Apparently, the Rittenhouse verdict might come down today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They've got the guard on alert.
On alert. Now, I think we'll be fine around here. Mm-hmm. But who knows?
Yeah, so a lot of breaking news.
So just in case, I've got Rich's address if anybody needs it.
We do know that Jackson Brown is fine.
There was a nasty rumor there.
There was a terrible rumor. And I was devastated and I broke rule number one. Check.
Check
Richie. To make sure that this rumor is... But apparently it was all over
social media. We'll take this opportunity to appreciate Jackson Brown a little bit more today.
Yep.
No, I'm trying to pull up this.
Still alive.
Don't end up running on empty all day.
Hold on. That window already.
I want you to be here because you suggested this to me, Rich. Let's listen in.
Oh, okay.
With us in government, we campaign with the plan.
The plan. The
uppercase plan. T, uppercase P. The plan. And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan. Even when the first time we roll it out, there may be some glitches and it's time to reevaluate and then do it again.
Yes, Joey. This is your vice president.
The plane.
The plane. That's all I can think, Richard. The plane.
Does your dog bite?
I would like to go to the hotel.
Oh, goodness gracious. What is that? No, I've heard it. I was watching old Robin Williams clips. He was on all sorts of talk shows. He's like, and you know, he can speak French pretty well, and he started speaking a little bit of French, and he said the apartment lady goes, "I speak English. Don't even try. Let's just speak in English."
I love it. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it with you.
Have a great one, Rich.
Of course, pre-recorded. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Why is there hair on the board?
Because not everyone here is bald, Joey.
Well, I'm not. You're not. Greg's still got a nice head of hair.
Oh, he does.
Well, yeah, we're all... Anyway, news and views on a Monday will begin here in mere moments.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. In Troy, a man is dead and five others were shot at a gas station over the weekend. Police say the shooting happened around 2:30 Sunday morning at the Z-Tech in the 800 block of Highway 231. Three people were shot, three others taken to the hospital in private vehicles. Police say one of the victims has died. A violent weekend in the capital city. Three men were injured in a shooting Sunday afternoon. Police say the shooting happened around 1:15 Sunday afternoon in the 300 block of East Patton Avenue. Two of the men have life-threatening injuries. The third is expected to be okay. And Auburn quarterback Bo Nix is done for the season, out with an ankle injury. Nix was injured in a 43-34 loss to Mississippi State that represented the program's biggest collapse after leading 28-3. A team spokesman confirmed that Nix will have surgery on Monday in Birmingham and is done for the season. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and raised over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. But what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental as well as my mental fitness. And
with us in government, we campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, the plan. And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan. Even when the first time we roll it out, there may be some glitches and it's time to reevaluate and then do it again.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house, Joey.
How are you, Eddie?
I'm dumber now that I had to listen to that clip.
The plan!
Jeez.
It is the plan.
Jeez.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a tough spot, folks, here in this nation of ours, but plenty going on. I just saw it's breaking all over the place that Steve Bannon, as the weekend began, was charged by a grand jury.
Yeah.
For contempt. So he is charged for contempt of Congress. I'm like, I think the feeling's mutual. And he just turned himself into the FBI as we speak. So we'll see where that goes with old sloppy Steve.
So if he didn't turn himself in, would they have done one of those big raids?
Probably. Yeah. So why not take away the photo op?
Exactly.
But Sloppy Steve, we'll see how he does in front of...
Yeah, he looked pretty rough the other day.
Yeah, he's just that way. He's a smart guy. He definitely is a leader of this new, a certain wing of the conservatives.
Is that maybe why they're going after him, Joey?
Yes.
Oh.
Right. Well, and these geniuses in the corporate press, essentially left-wing activists, they're playing all these supercuts of his show. He's got a show.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he was planning and hoping for what happened on January 6th to go down the way it did. Yeah, sure. No, what happened on January 6th just made y'all more powerful, unfortunately, as you shift the war on terror to this country. That should be just great. But yeah, there is trouble in paradise. We talked about that with Rich Thomas. Trouble in paradise within the White House.
Oh.
Now all this palace intrigue, are Joe and Kamala at odds? Are there different respective camps and families?
You think?
At odds. I don't know. When it comes to the plan, I'm not sure. Is this part of the plan?
Nobody really knows the plan, though, Joey.
Yeah, that's the issue here. And actually, we have Kamala, answering a question here about inflation. Let's see how she does with this.
Talk a little bit about how you would prevent the new spending and your Build Back Better agenda from exacerbating the problem, and also what else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up.
Yep, they have.
And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, gas costs more.
Right, bread and gas.
And we have to understand what that means.
We do.
That's about the cost of living going up.
That's true. All true, right?
Yeah, I didn't know bread was going up too, but I could see that.
That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
Yep.
That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic,
right,
but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry.
Right.
So it is something that we take very seriously.
Mm.
Very seriously.
Sure.
And
so
we
what's
know
the
from
solution?
The history of this issue in the United States that when you see these prices go up, it has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country. So it's a
inflation, especially the new issuance of money. Because they want to make it out to be like these greedy businesses. Ah, OPEC won't keep pumping gas. I don't know why I turned Scottish there for a second.
Yeah, Joey, that's not the typical OPEC.
No, but they want to blame OPEC. They want to blame greedy corporate America. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's plenty of greed in corporate America and on your average street corner. But inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon. What the heck does that mean? It means they keep creating new money and passing it out. And when she says, oh, it hurts everybody, all people in this country, well, no, inflation is being done. New money is being produced and created out of thin air and passed around to a certain privileged few who get their hands on the money to begin with. Inflation benefits debtors. People with lots and lots of debt who live off more issuance of debt, they are the ones who benefit from inflation. And who are the biggest debtors in the country, Eddie? I know you're working today, but the government, the federal government in particular, has lots and lots of debt. They have continually rolled over. But what about the big corporations? What about the big banks? Miss Vice President. So the government, the big corporations, like, she couldn't even do, like, my French accent's crappy, but hers is the plan in all caps. Thanks for I didn't understand that from your exclamation.
I think hers was more natural, Joey. She just was overwhelmed and caught up in the moment, which even makes it worse.
She did, what do they call that, code shifting?
No, but
it's when you're talking to somebody who has a different accent
than
you.
Oh, yes.
And you slip into their accent. I do this all the time with Steve Flowers. I do that with Steve. I get a little more
Southern Alabama.
And a lot of my family's that way, so it comes naturally. And then I did this with Judge Napolitano by accident.
You go into an Italian guy?
Yeah, instead of saying, Jax, how you doing?
Yeah.
I went, how you doing? And he goes, Joey Clark, did you just say how you doing like an Italian mob boss? I go, yeah, I say all sorts of racist Italian crap on my show. It's-a me, a Mussolini. Yeah. Good God, man. But we'll get to her solution in a second. First, let's go to East of the Rockies. Hey, East.
Hey, East.
How
hey,
are you this morning?
Hey, very quickly, I just wanted to comment on how much I love the different guests we've had on today. One was Scrooge McDuck, which I always wonder if a lot of kids get their education about economics from Disney that way. You know, there's some guy with a vault full of money somewhere that he swims in.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a good dream to me.
Yeah, and then of course, I want to be Huey, Dewey, and Louie, but... And then there's Maurice Chevalier. That was very good. Of course, you're too young to know who that is, but he did a guest spot on a Marx Brothers movie, and he was a lot of fun. So, yeah, man, just keep it up.
Well, and this just reminds me all this fringe talk of John Kennedy, our senator, not ours, but Louisiana. He's America's senator, though, where he was on Sean Hannity talking about the elitism of John Kerry. And he said, you know, Sean, not to, to go too far, but to quote the French existentialist Sartre, to be is to act. And I'm like, I love this. I love this country. We don't deserve it.
Or in the words of Frank Sinatra, doobie doobie doo.
That's, you only get one take. That's it.
Hey, Luke, I love you guys, and I've missed you, so I will have you on today, all right?
Good deal.
Thank you, East. 272-9228. Well, let's keep going here a little bit with see if Vice President Harris actually has some solutions.
Big issue, and we take it seriously. Yes. And it is a priority, therefore. So we have addressed it in a number of ways. One of the issues that we know is related to this is the supply chain issue that we just discussed. And so on a domestic level, in terms of domestic policy, one of the approaches we have taken is to work with labor unions and to work with municipalities in opening back up and extending the hours of our ports. There are actually three I have in mind, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Savannah. And in fact, part of the infrastructure bill benefit is most recently what we will do to assist Savannah in broadening their ability to be an active port. Yep. And we've seen a reduction in the container ships off of the Long Beach and LA ports because of what we have done, which is to extend, as you know, the 24, or to extend the hours to now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
But there is also a point that is important to make on the Build Back Better framework.
Yeah, the triple
one,
B.
It is designed
to
make it less expensive for working people to live.
Mm-hmm. But it's not working that way.
It was specifically designed to bring down the costs of childcare and increase accessibility and availability.
Right, yeah, sure.
Designed to bring down the cost of elder care.
Right.
And make it available to all those working families that need that support and need that help.
Now, let me stop you there, Vice President Harris. What they're doing with childcare, what they're doing with elder care, she goes on to talk about preschool, pre-K education. What they're going to do is create the same situation they've created with the rest of education, with the healthcare market. You can go look at historical trends, price inflation, inflation of goods and services by sector.
Yeah.
And it's no surprise and it's no secret to anybody that healthcare inflation has outpaced other sectors, and close behind, I believe, is education. Why is that? Well, it's because in healthcare, the government is the number one payer. They pay for over 50% of things. And they set prices essentially by that big presence in the market. Kind of like OPEC with the gas prices and oil prices. Oh, and also in education. They've given all these student loans out, right? And colleges keep upping the tuition because the student loans are being covered by the feds. It's kind of like what they do with Obamacare. It's not that we're actually going to make the deductibles and the premiums cheaper. We're just going to give you a subsidy that doesn't really even go to you. It just goes directly to the insurance companies. Same thing they do with big agriculture and big everything. The cost won't actually be lowered. We'll just have the government subsidize it more. So there's this wicked process of the price continuing to go up. And then that entire market becomes reliant on federal government direct payments. So if you try to reform the system, you hate the farmer. You hate education. You hate healthcare. It's like, no, I'm trying to introduce market competition. I'm trying to introduce sound money and good sound policy. But this is their solution to cronyism. Not to get rid of the crony special deals and all these big corporate markets, yada, yada, yada. But to make everybody a crony, they give you crumbs, they give you a subsidy. And they claim we're lowering the cost. She goes on to say, by the way, Build Back Better doesn't cost anything. Yes, it does.
Thank you.
And raising taxes doesn't lower the cost. Just ups the cost on everybody. And by the way, all those subsidies that you're given?
Yeah.
How do you think they're paid for?
magic money tree.
Printing more money, creating out of thin air, and raising your taxes. Merit.
Oh. Wee.
Kyle.
Hey, a couple of things. You were saying that, you know, taxes don't make everything, you know, cost less and all that. You know, when you think about it, the government has $0. Okay, the government doesn't have money, is not a corporation. They don't have money. The way they get money is they take it from taxpayers.
Yes.
Which is why I don't understand why more taxpayers aren't so mad they can't see straight for all this crap that they're putting out trying to spend money on. You know, if you're going to tax me, spend it on something that's worthwhile.
Right.
You know? Then another thing.
Kyle, they're giving you that crutch after they broke your leg. They're giving you that crutch.
Or actually making you buy that crutch.
Make my tax money buy that crutch.
Right.
Absolutely. And another thing, if you get a chance, look up Steve Martin's bit on the French accent.
Okay.
Funniest thing in the world, man.
I haven't seen that in years.
He's got a whole bit on that French accent. It's hysterical, man.
Well, I appreciate that.
Y'all have a good one.
Hey, thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle. Au revoir.
We will.
Kyle. Is that how you say it?
I think it's pronounced Kyle.
Or just Kyle?
Kyle.
Au revoir, Kyle.
Au revoir, Pee-wee.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say it without Pee-wee. It just doesn't sound right.
Yeah. We're screwed. In so many ways.
Welcome aboard.
But at least we can have fun doing it. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon after this quick break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And there at Physical Prattville, Dawn Sexton and her team are ready to help you get your balance back, get your walking ability back. The way to do this is call them at 595-9990, 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test. They'll set you up an appointment the right day to come in. It's a quick, easy test, relatively easy depending on your problems. But it's things like, hey, walk on the straight line. How many times can you stand up and sit down in a chair in 30 seconds? And it's all sorts of little tests like that that they're judging you. Not in the, you know, you need to be judged. You need to be assessed. They're seeing what is causing your imbalance problem. Is it an inner ear problem, like a vertigo issue? Is it a vision problem? Is it an injury you had maybe to your ankle or knee? So you have instability issues there. Whatever it is, they can help you get you on the right course of therapy. And it depends on your score. So maybe at 10 out of 18... And in a few weeks, you'll see improvement. Or maybe you don't. You need to try a different approach. But this is to keep you and them accountable. And Dawn Sexton, her physical therapy assistant, Nancy Alexander, these folks really know what they're doing. They're down to earth and they're no nonsense. This is exactly what you need. Dozens of our listeners have been helped by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. So again, call them at 595-9990, 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test and be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. More News Talk, 93.1 FM, News and Views. I'm having way too much fun doing that.
I noticed that.
Well, if the vice president can talk about the plan, we can make fun of the stupid frogs. We'll be right back.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com. Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
This is Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
I love Christmas, Mike.
That's great, Jeff. Me too. Christmas catering, that is. Call us at Chappie's. Don't forget to order your red velvet cakes.
Come home to Chappie's Deli.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. You know, Elon Musk is becoming one of my favorite Twitter follows, Eddie.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure you saw this. Where Bernie Sanders said, the billionaires need to pay their fair share. And Elon's response to him was, I keep forgetting you're still alive.
I love that.
It's amazing.
And let's talk about that for just a second with Elon Musk and paying his fair share. Would we have rockets that we could reuse again if it wasn't for Elon Musk?
No.
Do you think he used a lot of his own money to get where he's at today?
Yes.
I do, too. What has Bernie Sanders done for you lately? What has Bernie Sanders ever done for you, Joey? Besides give you a funny accent to make fun of?
Not much.
Right. So Bernie Sanders needs to go back into the cave he was in.
Yeah, most of Bernie, when he gets going... Like, we got way too many types of deodorant in this country.
Yeah.
Like, it goes over like an underwater fart. Let's go to Simple Man. Hey, Simple Man.
Bloop, bloop. Hello. Hello, Joey, Monsieur Dury, and Monsieur Eddie.
Bonjour.
Ça va?
See, that's all I got. I think he's cussing at you.
Are you, wait, are you a whore?
Something about some faux gras.
That's it.
Okay.
I can't do anymore. I just listened to I've got in town where I can hear what's going on, and we're talking about the same we always talk about. It is the ineptness of the current administration from the top to the bottom, but I just always find myself going to this place in this that it's not mistakes. It's not ineptitude. It's not yes, real. You know, things he says are real. But the things that are being done, in my opinion, they're all part of the plan. Now, I know that's conspiratorial. I know it's very conspiratorial, but I believe that it is part of the plan to destroy America, to follow through the plans that you heard Maverick Glenn Beck talk about them years ago. And I
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Turn that guy off because he scared me to death, you know.
Right.
Talking about these different papers that have been put out, these different instruction books on how to do this and how to do that. And I've come to the conclusion that talking to, you know, just shooting it out there, what they're doing so wrong, it sure is, but they're doing it on purpose.
It's definitely all going according to the plan, but... the actors they have chosen to put forth this plan are largely incompetent. This is why you're seeing the media start to shift to this palace intrigue. It's why they're putting out all these poll numbers about Biden's disapproval. Virginia was a wake-up call to a lot of folks in the corporate press and a lot of the actual government behind the scenes. And so now they've got to show, well, we're independent. We know they're doing bad, and we're going to come back with somebody better, I'm sure. Step up your game, Vice President Harris. But we'll see. I'm not. I don't expect much of her. She's not very good at this.
No. Remember where she was at on the list of potential people to pick?
Right. Not very good at this.
Right.
She must have a heck of an inside game because her outside game sucks, or something like that.
Your point's well taken. In that they are woefully lacking in skills needed to run the offices that they hold. But at the same time, they're trying their best to follow the script, these, for lack of a better word, morons, so that they can get their plans hope, I pray that, you know, we're about to see a turn, like you're talking about. I get little glimpses of hope every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, they're going to win. It's just going to be a little ugly in the short term. And by we, I don't mean just like Republicans and conservatives here in Alabama. I mean, there's going to be a large coalition of people. Some folks you would never expect to be standing shoulder to shoulder next to, and we're going to win. We're going to take out this stupid elite cabal.
That's what you're right. I'm proud of those police officers in Chicago and those other organizations that have, you know, put up the system. I'm proud of those guys. You know, they're all gangsters. They're stone cold gangsters. I'm stone cold Southern, but on those points, and I'm proud of them.
Darn tootin'.
So that's all I have to say this morning. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Simple Man. 272-9228. Let's go to Happy Trails. Hey, Happy Trails.
Good morning, Joey and Eddie. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wonderful. How are you?
Well, I've started out the day with my ulcers acting up.
Oh, no. Well, that sounds enchanting.
I read the article in the Epic Times about the bank regulator that Biden has nominated.
Oh,
and
yes.
She's not just a socialist. She's a communist.
100%.
And, you know, they can try to change it, make it different any way they want to. But people need to get this article and read this article today in the Epic Times. It puts it down on dummy level, which is what I need.
And actually, Happy Trails, hold for me, because you and I are of the same mind. Here is this lady, and about 50-second clip here. Let's listen in together.
Imagine,
okay.
What would it be like?
Instead of being just a public option for deposit banking, this would be actually the full transition. In other words, there will be no more private bank deposit accounts, and all of the deposit accounts will be held directly at the Fed. And there are very interesting implications.
Some interesting implications there.
No more private deposit accounts. All accounts held directly by the Fed. Oh, that's comforting.
How would you even elect someone like this?
You didn't.
Well, that's just a classic communism. You take from those who produce and give to those who don't produce.
Well, you give to the state.
Yeah.
So eventually those who produce just quit producing.
This is insane.
We're going to be Venezuela, where you're going to need a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a bag of rice. And then we're going to be hunting our squirrels and cats and dogs and deer and whatever else we can scrounge. And then my question that I sent to my son, who's a financial manager, is, where will we migrate to? The Venezuelans are coming here. Where are we going to go? But on a happy note, Joey.
Yes.
I would like to say, does Simple Man realize that when he said, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, that he is asking you if you would like to sleep with him tonight?
I think he does realize that.
I think so.
I think he does.
Men and women flirt with me.
Joey realized that, too, and he was trying to keep it all in the DL.
Like a Napoleon, I will divide and conquer.
Well, thank y'all. I'm listening, and I'm glad you're talking about this today because it's exactly what's on my mind. Everybody call your congressperson.
Amen.
Thank you, Happy Trails.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. They really are a great new business. I love them as a sponsor of this show because they do fantastic work. They've helped out a lot of my friends now. They've helped you out, right, Eddie?
They've helped me out more than once.
Helped out Jack Campbell?
Yes.
Helped out your wife?
Helped out my, I got to go still.
But they're going to help out Eddie's wife because Eddie hasn't gotten on top of that yet.
Joey.
Yeah, nothing to do with XI Repair. They're ready to go.
No, they're ready to go.
Yeah. But no, they can repair basic things like maybe a cracked screen on your smartphone.
Yep.
You had your camera replaced.
Had my camera replaced. Jack Campbell had a speaker replaced.
Speaker replaced, yeah.
All done like under an hour.
Right. They could also repair tablets for many of the same problems. They can sell you a brand new smartphone.
That's right.
And
Christmas
then
is coming up.
For a great price, much better than a big box store or one of these carrier
Yeah, because it's unlocked.
Right, exactly. And they can set you up with Verizon, like kind of a prepaid plan in-store. But if you just want the phone and you want to shop around for the best carrier, they can do that for you. They can also do data recovery. Say old hard drives or maybe information certain people tried to delete. Yeah, you can still recover that. Maybe it's a divorce. I hate to bring that up so early in the morning, but it's common these days. but also, they can make you a brand new computer. Maybe your son or daughter are big into gaming. They can
build
you a gaming computer. They can really do it all there at XI Repair. So check them out online. Simple enough at xirepair.com. That's the letter X, the letter I, repair.com. Or give them a call at 777-1234. Again, that number for XI Repair, 777-1234. Be sure when you call them, stop by, have that device fixed, that you tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back. Do you want to go into the genius mind of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when we come back?
Yeah, that'll take about 3 seconds.
She had this big realization.
That she's an idiot?
Weekend. No, no. She didn't realize how much bigger one lobby is than another lobby.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're comparing lobbies here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Eddie and I do it all the time. We're finally just comparing lobbies on air. We'll be right back after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kind of scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority, to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh, Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is good. We have a string of nice days. Today's still a little bit below normal, but a warming trend is on the way. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight. Still chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow and Wednesday, warmer, high in the mid-70s both days. Lots of sunshine and maybe a risk of a few spotty showers on Thursday as a front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Since our family business first opened in 1982, we've built our reputation on honesty, supplying quality products, and going the extra mile. We're still doing that. One customer, one Kubota at a time. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All all the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Why I'm so passionate about Bitcoin. You know, we are addicted to the money printer in this country. And I think a nation that lives by the money printer runs the risk of dying by it as well. I mean, we used to be the world's biggest creditor nation. We made stuff. Now we're the world's biggest debtor nation. We hardly make anything except debt. And so everything is distorted, Charles. I mean, up is down, inflation is good. Our economy is like an airplane flying without an altimeter because we have no price signals based on real interest rates, and we haven't for a long time. Instead, we have a system where insiders print money and they benefit. They create disproportionate access to capital with low interest rates. And that capital goes where? Into stocks of companies that have no real growth. They just use easy government money to finance debt and buy back shares and create synthetic growth in these market bubbles. They buy up real estate and turn the country into renters. I mean, inflation sucks the life out of workers and savers, and it benefits the asset holders. So all of a sudden, we have this ballooning wealth inequality, and politicians who contributed to the problem, who have no clue about basic economics, saying, hey, I'll come fix it by spending and handing out more easy money. Uh-oh. I mean, it's like the government cripples you and then hands you a crutch and says, aren't you happy I was here to hand you this crutch?
That was the voice of Natalie Brunel. He stopped stealing my line.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Eddie, when I hear a woman speak to me and or anybody that way, I need to go take a cold shower.
You need to talk to her and personally talk to her about her stealing your line. I think it'd be a really good conversation.
Nah, it's a common line. I didn't come up with it.
Good opportunity to meet her.
But everything she just said?
Yeah.
Spot on.
Oh, of course.
It's exactly how I opened up the show today. We are a debtor nation. It's not like all of us are debtors, though. There's plenty of that. No, but the big debt holders, whether big corporate America or the government itself, the cronies, let's call them, inflation benefits them while it drives us underfoot as they hand out more subsidies to try to keep the everyday person afloat, thus making the inflation problem worse. Oh, happy day. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Morning.
You know, this lady is spot on, and by the way, we're at 109% GDP to debt ratio in America right now.
Man, nobody give us a credit card.
Yeah, and, you know, don't waste your time calling your Republican congressman because they're as bad as the Democrats. The Republicans is giving us Medicare, the EPA, Homeland Security, I do believe. Did I say Medicare? I think I did.
Yeah.
Which Leah Iacocca put no caps on anything. That's why we're at today. But nobody stopped that, did they?
Nope.
Also, it used to be the financial markets were only 3% of our economy. Now they have gone up to 8% of our economy. What's the problem with that? Financial markets don't produce anything. Right. They don't make any widgets. They really don't contribute to anything but the wealth of themselves.
Well, and so, also because these are the most lucrative markets or industries right now, whether it's financialization of the economy you're talking about, or you can make a bunch of money as some high-priced corporate lawyer in Washington, D.C., the best and the brightest end up following the dollar there. So you have less people going into what Elon Musk, let's say, is doing, or Peter Thiel.
Absolutely. So, and, you know, everybody's on the take in America. I did not take any stimulus. Anybody took any stimulus is part of the problem. Anybody that deals in a non-cash economy is the problem. That's why our government was able to take over the economy because they had four or five companies that could handle everything. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't have happened if everybody hadn't signed up for Amazon Prime. And don't take a rocket scientist to figure out this is going to happen. And there was no discussion of moving industry to America at all by any candidate anywhere, Republican or Democrat. It's time to get them off their asses and get them to do something for this country. We need a third party, guys. We need a Trump party. Roll Tide. Go Trump. Thank you.
And, Joey, so you have something to say there?
No, I think it's unwise to blame all sorts of everyday people who took crumbs from the federal government. It was part of the problem. Maybe we all are part of the problem.
Well, let me ask you this, Joey. If I had two steaks in my hand, I said, Joey, you want a free steak? Who's the fool not to take a free steak?
Right. No, but Red Dom has a point in the sense that the guy says, you can have cake for breakfast, cake for lunch, and you can certainly have cake for dinner and dessert. Don't you love some cake for some dessert?
You can't, Joey. You're with a dad body like what I got. You can't eat cake.
It doesn't matter. If you got a dad body, you still like cake. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, no, you're not wrong.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Are you going to listen to that person says cake all the time, or the person says you need to take your medicine and exercise and watch what you eat?
I hate that guy.
Right, but that guy's right. Probably going to help you more.
He's the right guy.
Right, yeah. Well, our politicians are cake all the time sort of folks.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is more this nexus of elite control in D.C., this mix of big corporate America with government power. And if you want to solve the problem, we need to downsize the whole damn thing. Massively. Or we can just keep on doing what we're doing, and we can be eating, you know, chocolate-covered cicadas before you know it. And living in little huts. 272-9228. When we come back, I am going to try to venture into the mind of AOC.
Oh, boy. Get ready to dumb yourself down a little bit there, Joey.
Yeah. I'm willing to take the risk. We'll be right back.
Joey Clark.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Pawn Shop on Highway 14 in Millbrook for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families in need this holiday season.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now get ready, folks. Wait for it. Let's listen in to the beautiful brain of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Known that big ag, factory farming, yeah, etc., our food systems are massive contributors of climate change. Mm-hmm. And we also know that they have enormous. Corrupting lobbies in the United States, Congress, and...
Seriously, an enormous corrupting lobby. That's how you get the ladies.
She does not sound hot. She sounds like...
No, she doesn't. Okay. I'm saying if you had an enormous corrupting lobby, you'd be more than my sidekick.
I do have an enormous corrupting lobby, as a matter of fact.
Oh, no, but you work for them.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
And all over the place, right? Yeah. Not just limited to the United States.
Right.
We've known that. I've known that.
Yes. Yeah. We've known it.
But what I did not know...
What?
And this was something that a member had shared with me.
Yeah.
Is that the amount... There have been periods, including in the present.
Periods, yes.
That the amount of money that Big Ag spends on lobbyists in Congress is more than even defense lobbying, defense contractors spend.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Did you, Eddie?
Yes. And it sounds like the reason she found out is they didn't cut her a check.
Well, I just want to say, Congresswoman Cortez, if you would like to come to Alabama, we got both. We got both the Joey. Big ag. We got the big defense contractors.
We got it all.
We got it all. We got football.
NASCAR.
NASCAR. And we can go to space.
What more do you want? And don't forget... We got the Bow Weevil Monument. Don't be knocking that.
We got peanut festivals.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We got it all. So if you want to compare big corrupt lobbies, come on down to Alabama. We'll compare.
Just introduce you to our politicians. Chicago ain't got nothing on us.
I just now realized that Big Ag has a bigger one than defense contractors.
Isn't that kind of embarrassing for her to admit that, though? She just, after all these years,
yeah, but this
she
is why she's so
it.
Endearing to so many millions of dopes. It's like, let me spill some tea. I just realized this inside information.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Could you call Ray Bowles?
I would call Ray.
Because I need some help in that regard. 272-9228. Let's listen a little more AOC.
I always thought that defense contracting and all of that was probably one of the number one lobbies in Washington. And it is, of course, extremely, extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that Big Ag often has more lobbyist dollars in influencing U.S. policy than even defense does, which was, and says, who is Big Ag? Big Ag is Big Agriculture.
I was going to say, hey, Sandy, could you say Big Ag for me again? I'm liking it. Let's go to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Is that how I get introduced?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Man, what a great weekend. Did y'all have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend.
You know, after Auburn messed up so bad, I have no more stress on me. I don't have to worry about anything. I can just go and live my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
The joys of being an Auburn fan.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up.
And I got Angie over there grinning like a possum, and she's not saying anything. You know, she don't want to put like pour salt in the wound. And it was her birthday Saturday, and I'm like, "Well, happy birthday!" There you go. I didn't have to buy you anything. Dadgummit. It's the life we live, ain't it? But. You know what? I'm happy to be an Auburn fan. I've been there since I was a kid. I remember Bear Bryant ages, and me and Ron were the only Auburn fans in the school and got harassed for years, so we're used to it.
Well, it'll swing back around, and we still got the Iron Bowl, so they may not want to grin too much.
Yeah, Sailor's like, why are you so getting upset now? I'm like, you'll understand in a few years when you're going to college there. Give it a few more years. You got 3 more years, and then you're going to be going to school there, and you'll understand.
Yeah.
But I tell you what will make your day, and I mean, just there's no stress involved, is if you call us for your flooring needs.